Everyone, please make sure to have sore sheets that are going around.
That was my exercise. It was for nothing. For you to listen. The Chabur by Eitan Schnall will continue as Hashem this Tuesday at 1:30 in Rehershis Shir Room. Those that have gone have found it very rewarding. And I recommend to everyone, whoever has the time, to go and take advantage. The Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis is a very interesting lashon. Says the Mishnah, "Deprau by the Gimel in the Masoret Hashas, Kol Shebahanoso Benosein Tam Aser. Whenever you have something that Behanoso in the Tana is Nesinas Tam." Is usher kosh ein ba'anos ben'osin tam mutter. Ein ba'anos ben'osin tam is mutter. What does that mean? Hanos ben'osin tam, ein ba'anos ben'osin tam. So Rashi, right over here, is omitted on this question, as well as the Rambam and Perish Mishnayos. It's a very strange language that the Mishnah uses. Zucht Rashi, what does it mean? You have to really turn around the words a little bit. Kosh ba'anos ben'osin tam is zucht Rashi, shenena b'tayma shel isser. The hanos ben'osin tam really means Sheyesh b'nesinas tam hana. Whenever there is a tam that results in hana, that's aser. Whenever there is a tam which doesn't result in hana, that's mutter. Rashi points out as well as Rambam Perish Mishnayos. What is this? What we call, and this is the Gemara calls, rasam of gam. No, the tam of shvach is aser. Rasam of gam is mutter. And this Mishnah refers to one type of nosin tam of gam by mixture. Yainetta. Shenafal Yavid Risen, things that when they mix together are going to be pogum, are mutter. Notice the Tamil Kram Mitzarovis. Where does this come from? The Gemara tells us a little bit later on some of the Tamil Kram the whole idea of Notice the Tamil Kram, even though the Gemara stares at you incredulously and says, should this really be that it's a Malchotah? Says the Gemara, yes, there's one man to Amar. One Hail to Tana that understands that the whole idea of Nosin Tam of Gam doesn't exist. It's not Mutter. Who's in Malchokas? Is the Gemara puts labels on the Tanaim? Malchokas between? Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds Nosin Tam of Gam is Mutter. That's the way you passed in. For Rav Meir, as Rav Shachter says, the collector's item. He's the one Deya who holds the Nosin Tam of Gam is Aser. What's the Malchokas? The Gemara explains that what's the makar for Nosin Tam of Gam being Mutter? Well, Sokut Honavela. It says in the Torah, Sokut Honavela, you can't eat trace. And then the Derech Shiva Shachat says, no, what do you do with the Nevela? You have to give it to a Jer. Zach the Demara, oh, the bottom of the self-sanded base. Koruyo Derech Nevela. It's only if it's right for a Jer to eat it. If the Jer can't eat it, then it's Priya Nevela. And then it's not Priya Nevela. If a Jer can eat it, then it's called Nevela. The Gemara says this is the only makar in all of Shas. This is the only makar for Nosin Tam of Gam being mutter. This one's Russia. And Rav Meir, of course, disagrees. Rav Meir says, no, I have a different paradigm. What's Rav Meir's paradigm? Seras Yoma. Hagalah. Rav Meir says, you see from the fact that you have to do Hagalah, we have Nosin Tam of Gam is Aser. But the only makar for Nosin Tam of Gam being mutter is the fact we have a drasha from Nevela Ruyo Adair. Nevela Ruyo Adair, Kri Nevela. Nevela Shino Ruyo Adair, Inner Kri Nevela. That's different than the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Nosin Tam of Gam, where each ingredient itself is delicious. It's just, when you put them together, you have a catastrophe. The mixture creates Kriyam. Nosin Tam of Gam as opposed to Kriyam, Tarovis. As opposed to the case of the Makar, what's the Makar? That's talking about a hamburger that I leave out on the table for a week, for a month, until it becomes really rotten. That's mutter midrash l'chatzila. I'm allowed to eat that. Because that's nevela shenu v'yodeir. Of course, parenthetically, not nevela nenu. Who says that I still can't? Why can't I, if I take a hamburger and I leave it out of the fridge for 3 weeks, a trace hamburger, and I leave it out on the table for 3 weeks, aside from the fact that maintenance will throw it out, whoever cleans up, that's going to be usher to eat. Who says that? That doesn't come up in our studio at all. That's the rush. The famous rush of Akshavei. The rush of Akshavei. If you take something And even though it's mutter, but you decide that plata you is not pogum, you decide that you want to eat it, that's considered a problem. Because pashur shot, the way most poshtim understand the rush, midaraisa and akamiyos nofadam is mutter. But lemaisa, if you're showing that you enjoy 3-week-old stale hamburgers, so you're akshavet, you show that you're different and you're akshavet, is going to be also. So it's always hard to develop lemaisa example of nofadam being mutter, because lemaisa we have the rush of akshavet, that's what we passed in. But at least on the level of the real Yeriday issues, the idea of no Sintam of Gam, no Sintam of Gam will be mutter with two different levels. When you're talking about a Be'en, it needs to be out of the fridge for 3 weeks. That's the Nevela, She'en Ruyo Adair. But there's another situation of Nevela, which is of no Sintam of Gam with Tarovis, in which the Tarovis is what creates the problem, but barring the Tarovis, each one by itself is delicious. It's not the ingredients that are a problem, it's only mixing the ingredients together. The question is, with these two icons, these two ideas of no Sintam of Gam being mutter, are they the exact same? Is the level of pagam you need for a hamburger itself to be out of the fridge, to be mutter, the same as the level of pagam you need when you add yainesach to drisin? So Zev is saying no. Indeed, most Rishonim say not like you. Say like you. Say that they don't have to be the same. For example, who says that? The Rashi and the Ram point out, it's really Rashi. Rashi on Tamasayin Amad Aleph says, by the two Shonas and Rish Lakish, Rashi must have no sin time with Gam, on Tamasayin Amad Aleph, that's Rashi. The end of the Rashi, right before that, Rashi, Kol She'en HaChaseira. Kol She'en HaChaseira is that's Rashi. Shevan, he must have Porta, Karua Einen Nechelas. Once there's a little bit of pagam, porta, a tiny bit. If there's a little bit of pagam, Rabosai, that's enough Zok Rashi to say that it's considered mutter. That's the Vero Shinuri Lidir. So we have something very strange, according to Rashi. We have the model of the Vero Shinuri Lidir means that if you have a be'en, a hamburger that you're going to be matir through pagam, you need 3 weeks. But if that same hamburger is going to fall into a fruit salad and makes the fruit salad mutter, you don't need any time. It's the fact that the mixing alone creates much less of a padam. Padam porta. The padam porta is enough to say, don't be mutter. That's Lechor Kiran Rashi. Who makes this observation? The Rashi and the Ram. Let's see the Rashi inside in the first source. The first source, the source you made back to the back of the room that you don't have, your tier doesn't have. Anyone have? Zok the Rashi. Pirish Rashi, the lav dafkosh in the chelus. Elashinifkam tam of Nezeh. You have a little bit of pagam in the net result. The net result doesn't taste so good. And the Rashba says, how does Rashi know this? How do we know this strange idea that if you have a be'en, you have a hamburger that you want to make mutter, it needs to become really rotten. But if you have two things that are mixing together, you need a tiny bit of pagam. Make it tasty. How do you know that? Was it clear in the Nor Vesh Ofish? Not so Pasha. The Rashi brings two rayas that this Yisod is true. That there's two different levels of Pagam that exist. Again, a Be'en, something that you're actually going to eat itself, is Pagum only if it's Pagum Lagamri. It's totally not fit for human consumption. But a Taroves could be fit for human consumption. It's just not as delicious as you would have wanted. It would be ideal to serve a fruit salad without meat. The meat falls into the fruit salad, makes the fruit salad taste 90% good, not 100% good. That's already enough. Much less than Fudam. How did Rashi know that? Just the Rashi with two bona fide riots. It's also quoted in the round in the back, on the ribs. Raya Dover number one. Mikhdeir Shanabas Yoma. The Kharila knows that Fudam. After 24 hours alone, we say that any Kedera in which you cook milk in is now Midarais of Parv. Kedera Shanabas Yoma is already considered Nosin Tam Fudam. After 1 day. Just the Rashba with Ada Inapodemus Fudamri. If you take a pot, you use it today. Let's say use it yesterday, tomorrow's Shabbos. Let's say use it yesterday at 5:45. And then you decide to cook in it today at 5:45. There's two problems. Problem number one is missing the chabura. But problem number two is that with oras as the Rashba, you're going to make whatever you cook taste the something. Because we know that Gemara says that anything that's in a pot for more than 24 hours ago is considered no stem of gam. That means whenever you use a pot in your home, unless you bought a new set of pots every day, you're always making your food taste bad. That's the Gemara. We say that anytime there's any bliya in a pot, after 24 hours, that's considered no sinam of gam. That means that whenever you cook anything in a pot that was used once before, you're going to make what you're cooking taste bad. So if the Rajba, obviously, if you're making it taste bad, it's a minuscule amount. And we still say, halakha, that's considered no sinam of gam. Even we say, if you cook a chalent right now, spill out the chalent, clean it out, and cook another chalent 10 minutes later, the Gemara says it's a pogim porta, a tiny bit. So if the Rashba, when we talk about no sin tam of gam that's created by mixing A with B, it means you need a tiny pagam. The only time we say you need a pagam, legamri, it's totally in a religer, is by a be'en. You have a hamburger that you want to make mutter. But if it's a tyroves, even if it's a tiny bit, it's already enough. Part of the Rashba. The Rashba says it's part from the Gemara, from the Matthias. What's another raya, says the Rashba? In different Gemara's in Rashi talks about if you have situations which you mix something into shemen or dvash or chultis, a sharp type of vegetable, shetiru, which you know sometimes with gam, but vada inam nifso mechius adam. In all those cases, if you mix something, even the achbara taste, you mix the achbara into the shechor or whatever you mix it into, doesn't mean the shechor is totally inedible, it means there's a little bit of a gam in the shechor. That's enough, stuff to Rashi. It was clear to Rashi, that's considered a pagam to fulfill the requirements of no sinam of gam. And Dr. Rajba, the biggest conundrum in the studio. Afal gav, the no sinam of gam, neveo dir minin love, neveo shen neveo dir shema neveo. Even though when we have the drasha for no sinam of gam is from which drasha? Neveo shen neveo dir, which means it has to be podrum legamri, hasam hainu atir bifnei atzma. That's only if you're going to be makel and matir this hamburger by itself. For a hamburger itself to become mutter, it has to be totally rancid. Until if it's even fit for human consumption at all, it's still awesome. But if you're offering something because A is mixing with B, as long as there's a tiny bit of a pagam, that's mutter, also in the drink podium, it's not nosin tam. The Rashi is doing what some people choose the bristers of doing. People often make fun of the brister method that what's the brister chatira? Or what's the brister yishuv? You have a shver rambam. So there's no, the rambam's not shver. That's a din in A. This is a din in B. Of course it's not a problem. What's the right? This is a din in A. This is a din in B. The right is just a shver rambam. So the yishuv is this is a din in A. This is a din in B. Obviously there's no stira because it's a din in A and B. What's your raya? I don't need a raya. That's a deteris. So that's obviously oversimplification. Some people make fun of the brister mahalos, saying that you can't just say this category, say A is a din in A, this is a din in B. You have to be madvir. You can't just be madvir. You have to have some hezvir. Make it tasty. So if you're a good brister learner, you know how to also be mazvir, and have to be mazvir. Although they make fun, they point out that the bristers often don't focus on the why, they only focus on the what. Mela, one should say that's what the Rashi is doing here. The Rashi is saying, he has a kash, and he says, a tricky teretz. The Rashi says, I'll tell you the teretz. The teretz says, no! When you have a be'en, it has to be fogim legamri. When it's a tarovis, you need a little bit. Why? Because that's the din. By be'en, it's fogim legamri. By a tarovis, it's fogim a little bit. The Rashi is really not mazir, he's just mazir. Two different avdaras that exist. By a be'en, it has to be fogim legamri. When you're mixing it, no, the Rashi says, of course, they only need padam talshu. What's the pshat? We'll have to see. But that's what the Rashi ostensibly is doing. He's being mazir, not being mazir. But it's clear in the Rashi and clear in the Ran that Rashi himself holds, as the Rashi and Ran as well, that there's a big discrepancy between what you're being made on with Nosam Mufgam. If you have something which you want to make mutter to eat in of itself, it has to be totally expired. But if you have something which you're only being made on because you're mixing A with B, then as long as A makes B taste only 99% good and not 100% good, that's enough to say it's considered Nosam Mufgam, which is mutter.
It could be that's where you're going, but the
Rashi
is
Mazri. Okay, maybe. He's not so clear. The Rashi is Mazri more in terms of Ayis. So I'm not saying the Rashi is really not Mazri. If one only had this Rashi before, one could have tried to be Mazri, but the Rashi is really not Marif, and in other places, the Rashi himself is Marif in the Hezver for what this din is. Who just agrees this is how you sowed, despite the Rayas? Who holds that just like those in the time of Gam on the Be'en, if I take a hamburger or a hot dog and I want to make it mutter, it has to be out of the fridge for 3 weeks, so it was totally disgusting. So too, no sinam of gam, yayinetzach, shenafo, so the reason is make the reason totally inedible. Snashers of Yisrael don't taste so good. They have to be totally inedible. Who says that approach? Not like Rashi, not like the Rashi, not like the Ran. So there is at least three mentions. We'll talk about two ideas floating around in the Rishonim. Number one is one opinion in Tosus on Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Tosus on Samach Zayin Amid Beis quotes in one teretz the opinion of Tosus the Rashi of Ida, the long Tosus about Sarah Bas Yoma. In the long Tosus, Tosus quotes that according to the Rabban, one opinion in the Rabbanon in Pesachim Daf Mem Dalid is that the Rabbanon understands that the Yisod of Nosin Tamuz Gam is not like we're saying in the whole Sugya, and like most Tanoim understand. The Rabbanon, that's the offer is, that Nosin Tamuz Gam on the Be'en, and the Tarovus is the exact same. Be'en needs to be part of Mudamri, and Tarovus needs to be part of Mudamri. That's one line in Tosus, one opinion in the Rabbanon. Tosus says, right before the Odi Yeshomer, the first lesson in Tosavos, in the middle of the Dilian HaShas,
looks like the word on the right.
Now find it, hold on a second. It's, no, Tosavos is not on the sheet. Tosavos is, this would be six lines up from the bottom, in Tosavos on Samos Lino and Vase. So Tosavos, or seven lines up, eight lines up. Rabbanan de Pesach, in the Pidia Rebbe Yativa, Savri, the Rebbe Yishu, Podim,
they hold that Pagam Purta is not enough. You need to have a Pagam Udamri.
But that's not our student. That's maybe the Rabbanim Pesachim coming to one day in Tosfos. Who else says this Mufurish? The Ravid. Where's the Ravid? Quote in the Rashba. The Rashba finishes off, but Ravid Zal Shapirish Zavkav Tani Oni Rizvarav. The Rashba says that you need to have no same time of gam. It means no same time of gam chipshuto. No same time of gam on the end means it has to be totally inedible. No same time of gam on the Torah means the Torah has to be totally inedible. That's the Rashba quoting the Ravid. If you look up in the Ravid, in Chedushei Ravid, Maseches Avodah Zarah, you don't have to find the Ravid doesn't say this. The Ravid asks this kasha with Oris Torahin on the Gemara. It should be that if the only mekar for noting them of gam is from nevela, just like nevela shenim v'yodamri says be part of modamri, so too tarovas is be part of modamri. And the Rashi says, I don't understand why is it there's a discrepancy. Why is it that by nevela shenim v'yodamri it's part of modamri, by a tarovas it's part of only pagam tol shehu? And the Rashi doesn't answer. So as opposed to the Rashi, the way the Rashi quotes him says halacha l'maaseh it has to be part of modamri both be'en and tarovas. The Rashi in Chedushei HaRavid and Masechet Avodah Zarah goes one step short of that. He doesn't say that Lamaise. Is that a problem? No, we know that some Rishonim are very consistent. Usually the Rashba in Chedushei HaRavid and Masechet Suan and Avodah Zarah is the exact same sheet in Torah Tabayis. The Rashba didn't change. But they point out, the Ravid very often changed his opinion. The Ravid kept on being Magia, his works. And the Ravid, there's different Maduras of the Ravid's Southern. So it's not a Kasha on the Ravid. The Ravid, when he wrote something that the Rashba saw, the Rashba heard, the Rashba had it one way. When the Ravid wrote Chedushei HaRavid on Avodah Zarah, either before or after that, he wrote it a different way. It's not a steer in the Ravid. The Ravid happens to be known for changing things over and over again, constantly being mechadesh and being mesaking. But Lamaisa, according to the Ravid, there's no difference between Nosim of Gam, Nosim Tam, on Aben, and on Tarovas. Amitai? Oh, does that say Betachabai says it? We're not talking about Betachabai, Lamaisa is Betachabai, there are also says Betachabai as well. The question is, in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, hands down, like the Rashba, the Ran, and Rashi. There's a major difference between Nosin Tamuz Gam b'Tarovis and Nosin Tamuz Gam b'En. Nosin Tamuz Gam b'En needs to be part of Mugamri, and Nosin Tamuz Gam b'Tarovis needs to be part of Kol Shehu. And the question is, I can understand having two dinim, but the problem is Mekar Mekam Otameh. L'chora, the only Mekar for both dinim is it's one pasuk. How does one pasuk tell us two dinim? How does the pasuk Neil Shin Rider tell us when it's a Ben that's before the Mudami, when it's Tarovis even Pagam Tolshu? With Ora, to understand the two different dinim, I could. But say the two different dinim come from one makar is very shver. What's the pshat? That's really what the Rashba and Rami do in this Rashba, and that's the major machlokas, world famous machlokas, and Osam Osgam between the Rashba and the Ram. The Rashba is one approach. Second, Mar Malkam on the source sheet. Zaf the Rashba and Torah Sabayis Vim Tomar. Hello, no Sam of Gam in Nevela Dermin Ruach.
we learn Osam Gam from Nevela, Vistam Nevela, Rio Der Shema Nevela. So how is it that by Tarovet I need a tiny Pagam, and by Be'en I need a major Pagam? It's coming from the same pasuk. Lo Kasha. Zasim Haino Atir B'fnei Atzmo. No, when it's freestanding, you need to be matir it. Tertuch Ad Demifkama L'Gamri Me'achiyus Der Osra. But it's a tarovet, shochen ba'ach achanasin es tamo, when it's a tarovet, what's the difference between a tarovet and a be'en? What creates the isser? By a tarovet, but by a be'en, zach the rashi, what's the isser? The hamburger. Eating the hamburger is a problem. But it's a tarovet, on the second line, in the third sabayis, shochen ba'ach achanasin es tamo, by a tarovet, what are we doing? We're doing based on the nasin es tam. When A goes into B, why does A aser B? Because there's still time of A and B. That's the definition of a tarovis. So after Rashba, Kevin to nesin tam l'skam toshu b'tarovosu mutter. Tishin on nesin tam to add rabba podium. So after Rashba, no. There's a big difference between eating a tray hamburger and eating greasen with some yayin esef in them. What's the difference? When I'm eating a hamburger, I'm eating a be'en. I'm eating a treif hamburger. When I'm eating a treif hamburger, the only way to make a treif hamburger mutter is to say that that be'en is now expired. It's ice be'en, it's no longer be'en. It's not a hamburger. But when I'm eating greasen with yayin esach in them, am I really eating the yayin esach? No. What am I eating greasen? Why do we say they're considered osur to the yayin esach? What's the yisod? Tam ki iker. Dr. Rashba, if all you are addressing is the yisod of Tam Chayikr, I need much less of a gam. Again, end of the second line. Kevinus and Tam of Gam Koshu with Haribos and Mutzer. Fish Enonus and Tam. Dad Rabba Fodim. As long as there's a little bit of a gam, there's no more Tam Chayikr. So Dr. Rashba, if it's a Be'en, I thought I have to get rid of the whole Be'en. But if it's only an Isser because of Tam Chayikr, if there's only a tarovis, which is tam chayikr, then once I have no more tam chayikr, because the tam is pavum, it's mutter. Pasha solution. Talman? Oh, so the one makar we have is the Nevela Shinei Roder. And the Rashi would say, that the Nevela Shinei Roder is the yisod, that whenever something is in a ruya, that's already going to be mutter. By what does it mean in Aruya? By a be'en, it means totally nifsal. By a tarovis, it means that the tam is not there anymore. That's considered nevel shin and roder. But nevertheless, the question seems much better than the answer. It's a great svara. The Rashi is a great svara. Why no sin tam should be mutter? But how on earth does that come from nevel shin and roder? The pella. What's written in the Rashba? I understand why we can say that no sin tam is mutter by a be'en. And another son of God is mutter by Tarovis. The question is, does that idea of Tarovis, the fact that there's no right time to enter, come from Velo Shinri Roder? Not so clear. The judge is not Mazur. Michael? Oh, so the Rajul Lachar understands that Tam Tietr means, that's what the Rajul understands from the Pasuk of Velo Shinri Roder. We're not sure how, but that's what he darshans from the Velo Shinri Roder, is that when something is not considered no Tam Shvach, that's no longer considered Tam Tietr. Tam Tietr means Teres Mechadesh, that the Tam is a representation of the Isser. But the Teres only Mechadesh that we see from this Pasuk when it's a good representation. But if it's going to make things worse, that's no longer considered Tam, the Teres Asur. Mushal Madav, there is a Mushal. Not as the same idea, but as a Mushal Ba'alma. We touched on the study of Recha last week. And we'll talk about Bezat Hashem in the future, the idea of Nat Bar Nat. Nat Bar Nat means if I cook some food in a pot, then I cook, say I cook meat in a pot, then I cook carrots in the same pot. So the tam goes from meat into pot, and pot into carrots. A secondary infusion of taste is going to be mutter, we presume. In both those situations, the Ritzvah seems to explain what's shot in Recha being mutter and Nosam and Napra not being mutter. So the Ritzvah is a line of school, and we'll see Bez Hashem, that seems to say the pshat is that in both of those, even though there's tam there, that's not type of tam the Torah asks. When the Torah asked tam, this chiddush of tam kikr only went so far, it didn't mean any flavor. As a mushal to that, let's say bakos. Bakos have an OU, or whatever hashtag, okay. Even though they have tam bacon, it's irrelevant, because that's not the time of Taras, because they don't come from Beit Din. So, as a, along the same lines, Recha, or Nat Bar Nat, even though there is Tam, that type of Tam is not included in the Isser of the Torah. So, as a mushal, again, not the same idea, but as a mushal, the same thing is going to be true here. This idea of Tam Kirtu, the Torah was Asering Tam, only in a situation where it's Mashpiach. It's not Mashpiach, you're right, there's Tam, you know, I know the food's there, it's irrelevant. That was not included in the Isser of Tam. How do we know? From the Veil Shinri Adair. Now, the question still is, how do we really know that? How does the Ocean of Adair still tell us that? It tells us that a Be'en is going to be Pogum. How does it tell us that a Torah is Pogum? Torah Chiyun. But that's what the Rashba is saying. This type of time is not answered by the Torah. And the Rashba goes further. It's up to Rashba. So Dafra, we're on this, by the period in the first part of the Torah Tobias. Dafra Shun Isarif Isra Muat Im Hetem Ruba. Since the whole difference between time of a Be'en and time of a Tarovis is if it's only an Isser because of the Be'en, or because of Tam Ki Iker, there's a major difference. You have to make sure you actually have a bona fide Tarovis. What's a bona fide Tarovis in Halachas of the Rashba? Zav Tishin Isarif Isser Muat Im Hetzer Meruba. Abo Isser Meruba with Hetzer Muat, if you have Isser Muat, a little bit of Isser and a lot of Hetzer, that's Rov, that's Mutter. But if you have the other way around, Rov Isser and Miut Hetzer, I feel Mepsa Mepsa, Mistarish Inamur Bezeh, the Sam of Gam Mutter. When do we say that a situation goes from Nosin Tam of Ram and a Be'en to Nosin Tam of Ram and a Taroves? Depends on what your ratio is between Isser and Heter. If there's a lot of Heter and Miat Isser, that's a Taroves. Maybe that's going to be considered Mutter. Because all you have is Tam Kicker. But if there's a lot of Isser and a little bit of Heter, that's still Usser. That's considered Ben, that's not considered Tarovus. So now, in a more complete version of the Rashba, we have two different Yusodos. Yusod number one is that the Rashba says, the difference between a Tarovus and a Be'en is if there's Rov. If there's Rov, Isser, that's considered Isser Be'en. If there's Rov Heter, that's Tarovus. Step number one. Now the Rashba says, once I have Rov Heter, and Miat Isser, which is called the Taroves, we have a different understanding as to why is Nosin Tam of Gam Mutter. Because Nosin Tam of Gam is going to be permissible, because in that situation, the Torah never answered that. Because it's only Tam Ki Iker. Once it's Tam Ki Iker, that's going to be Mutter Ladamri. Once the whole problem is a Tam Ki Iker problem, since you have Rov, Heter, all you have is Tam Ki Iker, that means what's going on? Only Tam Kiyotr. Once you have Tam Kiyotr, how do you get rid of Tam Kiyotr? I say this Tam wasn't answered by the Torah. Ad Kan Divrei Rashba for now. Does everyone agree with my reading of the Rashba? That's the simplest reading of the Rashba? L'chor it is. The Rashba says two ingredients in Nos Tam of Tam Tarovis. Number one, we need to make it into a Tarovis. How do we make it into a Tarovis? You need Rov Heter. There's Rov Isser, that's not a Tarovis. If I have a hamburger with a little ketchup on it, that's not considered a Tarovis, that's a hamburger. So the way I make it into a Tarovis is I take Rov Heter and Miut Isser. That's Tarovis. And point number two is once I have a Tarovis, I need to get rid of Tam Ki Iker. How do I get rid of Tam Ki Iker? By saying that, oh, this Tam is not a Tam. This Tam is going to be considered Tam of Tam. This Tam is not a problem. David? The simple way I read the Rashba L'chora is the way I read it. I mean, in the Pashtus, not the way many Achronim read it. No, I think the way I read it, meaning the minimalistic approach in the Rashba, the way I'm reading it.
Well, he doesn't think about the standard Tarovus. He just says, well, if it falls into the Tarovus, then
you can talk to it. Oh, let's see Vayter in the Rashba. The Rashba is bothered by a major question. So if the Rashba in the next paragraph, he's Mazur again. So Heter Rabba Ala Isser Muad Batel, Itzel Hetem Ruba. If there is Heter Rabba Ala Isser, if there's Rov Heter, then the Isser is Batel. So number one, The Rashba is now Masbir. The Rashba says, what's the difference between a situation where there's Rov Heter and Rov Isser? Look, the Rashba, if there's Rov Heter, then Isser is usually Batel. It's Rov. It's a Rov. Even from time of Shal Isser, Shu Nitam Venirash Bo, now, if you're going to tell me that really the Isser is Batel, Elamai, or you have left this time to Iker, Yu Hu Be'eno, Tam Tze Eno Tam Lisser, Lesser Heter Muba, Dadraba, Hupogmo Kunshir Marnu. The Rashba is Masbir a little more. It's up to Rashba. Once you have Rov Heter and Mid Isser, all you have left is a situation where there's Tam Chikr. Once all you have left is Tam Chikr, then there's no Tam here. The Tam is going to be Mutter. And the Rashba says, very interesting line. Vinir Shafiu Nafal So Heter Muat, Bechiro, Zarto Rotov Mutter. What happens if I have a Kazayas meatball that falls into half a Kazayas of Rotos? So in Dina Yeredeya, if I have a Kazayas meatball that falls into half a Kazayas of Rotov, how much Tam meatball is in that Rotov? Zayas meatball in half Zayas Rotov. That's what we presume. So up in Yeredeya, we saw it in the Gemara, from Shire to the Pulo. If a Zayas falls into something, even if you take the meatball out, it's considered a Zayas of Isser. So if a Zayas of meatball falls into half a Zayas of Rotov, it's considered like you have a whole Zayas of Isser and a half Zayas of Rotov. So after Rashba, that might be fine and good in most of Yeredeya. But the Rashba says that here it's going to be Mutter. That's still considered Rov. So you should aim time at the time of Omer Masho. Because all you have left is the Tam. Zav of Yimasharin Bekuo. Even though usually we use Kuo. Mishim Demai Zenofit Minei Loyadinon. That's in general. But Hashta, the Ein Bo Banasa Benosin Tam. Here in the situation where the meatball is going to make the Tarovas taste worse. Ein Osu Tarovas Sokpa. There's not going to be an Isser. Moshamana Behetush and Zashu Kteri Bas Yoma. Just like a case if you have heter cooked in a Kedera Bas Yoma, let's say I have a Kedera Bas Yoma, which I cooked a huge shalant in. I cooked 50 Zayas shalant in a huge pot. Then the shalant was cooked 2 days ago. Now I cook 3 ounces, 3 zaysim, of cheese sauce in that same pot. How much shalant is in the cheese sauce? A lot. 50 zaysim in theory. But we still say that there is mutter. I need Rov Heter and Miyad Isser. In that case, there's Rov Heter and Miyad Isser? No, there's 50 zaysim in our imagination of Shalom and 3 zaysim of Mitzos. Zach the Rashba, we still say that's Mutter. But the Rashba says, just we know that there's no way that in 3 zaysim of Mitzos, there's 50 zaysim of Shalom. It doesn't happen. Then you should have the Mitzos, the cheese sauce all the way to the top. It doesn't make any sense. But says the Rashba, but since we have no way of measuring, in most situations, if you have a 50 Zayas chalent cooked in a pot, and then you have a 3 Zayas size cheese sauce, usually you're Meshayach, they cool because you have no other measurements. But Dr. Rashba, when the Isser is pogrom, here, all we're concerned with is the Tam, and therefore, the Tam of Kumo She'eno, Hari Pogumu. Once the Tam disappears, it's Mutter. I'm not sure what the Rashba is saying exactly, but the Rashba says that no. Indeed, in most cases in Yeredeya, if I have a 50 Zayas Shalom, and I cooked in a pot, then I cook a 3 Zayas cheese sauce in that same pot, halakhically we view it as if there's 50 Zaysim worth of Shalom in that cheese sauce. Cheese sauce is also. But when we talk about Nosin Tam of Gam, we ignore all those ratios. Because in Nosin Tam of Gam, there's one enemy we're targeting. What's the one enemy we target? Tam. Once we target Tam, and the Tam is no longer there, it's Mutter Lagamri. The Yesod in the Rashba basically is, the Rashba understands a two-pronged approach. Approach number one is that Nosin Tam of Gam is going to be Mutter in a situation where you're taking a be'en and making a pogrom, or where you take the be'en, add it into something else, and the aggregate sum of everything is that it's going to be pogrom. There you need a very little pogrom. Yeah, it's up to Rashba because they're only dealing with tam. Once you're dealing with tam, it's going to be mutter lagamri. Get rid of the tam, there's nothing to talk about. So what does that mean, Rabbi Osei? What does it mean you're only dealing with tam? What is tam k'ikr? We already saw in Rashi, in Chulin, the Tam Kitcher is not a din in of itself. Some tradition is really an exception to a very basic rule. What's the rule that some tradition is an exception to? Bittul Berov. Really, we say that there should be no Isser. If I drop one Zayas-sized meatball into a chalent of 10 Zaysim, should that chalent be Mutter? Of course. Azinu Basaruba. 10 to 1, Mutter Udamri. The Torah tells us the Chiddush of Tam Chi Iker, which means it's going to be Aser. That Chiddush of Tam Chi Iker means that we ignore Rov. We ignore Rov and say that Tam Chi Iker is going to make it Aser. Zachter Rashba, if you're only in the realm of Tam, once they get rid of the Tam, that Torah is Mutter. So if you think about the Rashba, what's the important point in the Rashba to make a Taroves in which there's a Be'en which tastes good, that falls in and makes the Taroves taste bad? Why is the Taroves Mutter? Because we get rid of Tam Keter. If we're getting rid of Tam Keter, what are we really using? What's the principle that we're using in order to make the Taroves Mutter? Rove. Bittel. So what the Rashba is saying is that we need to have Be'en. We need to have the Be'en removed. We need Rove Heter. And Mir Isser, and then we get rid of Tam Keter. The Rashi is really saying that the fundamental principle of Tam Keter allows you to use Bittul. But the real Yisod, according to the Rashba, of Tam Keter, of Nosam of Gam, that it gives you the permission to use Bittul. In most situations, you can't use Bittul because we have this thing called Tam. But in one situation, we can use Bittul because Tam Keter is going to be removed, we go back to the normal din of Bittul. So according to the Rashba, the fundamental idea of Nosam Tam of Gam is that it allows you to use Bittul. That's the Yisod the Prima Gadim makes famous. Prima Gadim is the Makruf Gimel, the Mishmas Azov. Sifton Aleph says quite clearly that according to the Rashba, the real Yisod of No Sintam of Gam that relies on Bittul. The Prima Gadim happens to read the Rashba differently than I read it. But the Maitre, the Yisod is the same. Prima Gadim says that the point of No Sintam of Gam is that it's not working in a vacuum. No Sintam of Gam just stops the idea of Tam Keter working. But the fundamental Heter is going to be you're going to rely on the normal din of Bittul. So according to the Rashba, Nosam of Gam should not work without Bittul. It might be that you read the Rashba like you were saying before. Lamaisa, and that's I think other people rather reads it, but the Yisod is the same. The Yisod according to the Rashba is you need Bittul, because Bittul is going to be the major idea which makes Nosam of Gam work. Nosam of Gam does not work in a vacuum, it only works with Bittul. Rafi?
Is it really the Rashba thing that wouldn't, it seems that the first shot is much more important.
For sure. So I'm saying, however you do Rashba, the Rashba understands, the Chesed approach is to read that the Rashba understands that you need Bittul a little bit more emphatically. But the Yisod is the same. What Maisa the Rashba holds, you cannot have Nosam Avram work by itself. Because Nosam Avram is only getting rid of Tam Keter. But good, let's say you get rid of Tam Keter. If you get rid of Tam Keter, what do you still have left? You have Din Bittul. Without Din Bittul, you can't say this is going to be Mutter. So when push comes to show, the Maisa, however you read the Rashba, I read the Rashba one way. If you look carefully, if you read them, he's reading the Rashba slightly differently. But the Yisod, how Yisod goes, according to everyone, is that according to the Rashba, the reason Nosam of Gam works is that there's Bittul. We have Rov Heter Miyad Isser. Once there's Rov Heter Miyad Isser, I would have thought Bittul Barov. What ruins it for me? Tam Keker. What ruins it for Tam Keker? Nosam of Gam. And then I can rely on Rovanin. That's the Yisod of the Rashba. Who disagrees with the Rashba? The classic approach, the way the Prima Gadim sets it up, is that the Ran disagrees. The Ran says, this is in two places in the Ran, let's just hold off on your question for time's sake. According to the Klotzer, we have a lot of time because they changed the Klotzer already. But since we know that you can't always trust that clock, so yeah, Steer and Klotz, what are you doing with Steer and Klotz? The horror is you have to average them. So the Ran, B'dafi Arif, Ran is famous, so the Ran says no. He quotes the Rashba, he says, Rashba, I don't think you're right. I don't think the pshat in Nosam of Gam, the Tarovis, and this is on Lamed Bezim and Bezim, Daphne Riff at the top, has anything to do living or dead with the idea of Bittul. It's not true, it seems, the Ran is saying. The Ran doesn't like the idea of the Rashba that says that the whole Yisod of Nosam of Gam is because we're going to rely on Tam Keter. And the Rashba says, the way the Prima Gadim understands the Rashba, I'm sorry, the Prima Gadim understands the Ran, that this is a slightly different approach. What's the approach? The approach is, that no. Nosam Tam of Gam is Mutter, because the whole idea of Tam means that you have to be Nene from an Isser. If you're not Nene from an Isser, it's mutter. That's what Nevela Shina Rioder means. Nevela Shina Rioder means that I have to be nene. How am I usually nene? If I eat something ben, I'm being nene by eating the ben. And therefore, until it's totally rancid, I'm being nene, even if it's a little bit. If I leave hamburger out of the fridge for a day, definitely not fresh, it might be doing your stomach ache, but lamaisa being nene a little bit, that's considered ulcer. But the Ran says, if I have something that falls to the ayin, something that falls to the dresin, there, I'm not being nene at all, because the dresin are tasting below par. Once the dresin tastes not as good as they could be, that itself is going to make it mutter. And the pashup shot in the Ran is that the Ran has nothing to his bissel. The Ran says, you start with no stomach problems, that you're not being nene. Once you're not being nene, it's mutter because there's no hana. Nothing to do with bittel. That's the Nevela Shina Rioder. And the Ran says in his famous idea, which the Rashi speculates about in the Ran on the Rif, but in the Siddushay Ran, the Ran says emphatically, if you have another type of hana from the Isser, such as your nene, because it hits the Dasa Shal Isser, makes the Isser have more volume, maybe that's not considered no stomach problems. Even though the Tav is pogum, Lamaisa, since you're being nene from some other way, that's already enough. We say that being nene from volume isn't considered enough hana. That's not considered Nevela Shina Rioder. And the Ran says, why don't I like the Rajba's point? For two reasons. Problem number one, in the third source, on the page, the Ran, is that I don't understand what the Rajba's talking about. The Rajba says, what's the difference between no Tzitam of Gam on a Be'en and no Tzitam of Gam in a Tarovis? What defines, what's the border between Ben and Tarovis? What's the one word? Rov. This Rov is, sir, it's considered Be'en. This Rov had to be sold Tarovis. Zachter Ziran, I don't understand. You're telling me that if there's Rov Isser, it's considered Be'en. There's Rov Hetu is called Tarovis? Zachter Ziran, I don't understand. Chamach on early Barer, the Chod Yichot Zayisha de Achilles Pras, Afa Dav de Rosam of Gam, Osir. Zachter Ziran, the Chor Rashi, you forgot Rashi. You saw the Ziran says that we know that we explained in Rashi. Even if Rashi understands that Tam Kikr is Asr Mid Rabbanan, what's one of the exceptions in Rashi that would say that Tam Kikr is Asr Mid Raisa? If there is the Shir Chazayis Yudei Achilus Pras. If the Chazayis Yudei Achilus Pras, Rashi understands that even though usually Tam is considered Tam, it's not considered Asr Mid Raisa, it's only Mid Rabbanan. If there's Chazayis Yudei Achilus Pras worth of Tam, that's Asr Mid Raisa. So the Ran seems to be saying, what's the difference in Rashi? Why is it true that if there's only if there's less than Achilas Pras in the Taroves, it's considered Osir Mid Rabbanan, Tam Kikr Drabbanan. If there's more than Achilas Pras, it's considered Osir Mid Araisa, so what's Pshat? So the Ran says, the Pshat is that the difference between the Taroves and the Be'en is not if there's Rov or not, it's if there's Achilas Pras or not. Tam Kikr only applies where, Rabosai? If there's less than Achilas Pras. But if there's more than a ratio of Kazayis for the Achilas Pras, that's considered Be'en still. That's Tam Kikr Darayis. So Rashi understands Tam Kikr Darabana. Rashi still understands that if you have the ratio of Kazayis for the Achilas Pras, that's Asr Mid Darayis. Why should that be Asr Mid Darayis? So the Ran seems to understand the reason that's Asr Mid Darayis is because in that situation, that's not Tam Kikr anymore. That's considered like a Be'en. So Zok Duran, one problem I have with you is, Rashi, I don't understand why you're willing to say that if there's Rov Heter, that's considered a Tarovis. If there's Rov, so that's a Be'en, you shouldn't draw the line at Rov. Where should you draw the line? That's the Achilas Pras. That's the Achilas Pras, and more, if there's so much Isser that's going to be considered like a Be'en, that's not Tam Kikr, that's something else to be the right thing going to Rashi. When do we say Tam Kikr? Only there's less than the Achilas Pras. That's the only situation we're going to say it's going to be Mutter. So, Chor Rajba, even if you're right, if you sowed, we're trying to attack Tam Kikr, you're wrong in where you place the border. It shouldn't be that Tam Kikr only applies if there is Rov. If it's less than Rov, it's not Tam Kikr. No, not Rov. The shear, between Tam Kikr and not, is applies to the Chazayis Pras. That problem, the Ran does not say in the Rif. The Ran only says the Chazayis Ran by us. But the second problem, the Ran says, in the second part of the Chazayis Ran on the source sheet, that the Ran says both by us and in the Chazayis Ran. Mivela nami lechim midmar afadav the podium. Koyecha shehidzir ister midas to shohetzer. So the Ran, I'll tell you another problem. The problem is, Lamaisa, Rashba, you forgot about other types of Hanna. Let's say there's Hanna not because it makes it taste better, but because it makes it look better. Simply does so. That's ready enough. So the Ran says, even if you're right that it doesn't taste good, but if it makes it look better, That's already enough. I have two problems with your Rashba. Again, what are the two problems? Number one is that the Rashba, even within the Rashba's own yisod, the Rashba should have drawn the line between Achilas Pras and not. Not Rover, not. Number two, the Rashba should have said that the whole yisod is wrong. Why is the yisod wrong? Because the Rashba should have said that the Pshat is not based upon Tam. You forget all the other benefits you can get. If you get any benefit to you there, that's not Nosem of Adam, that's going to be Mashpiach. What's the Yisod of Machlokas? We have two basic approaches in the Achronim. The first approach is the Prima Donna. The Prima Donna understands, the Rajba understands the whole Yisod of Nosem of Adam, but Tarovis is based upon Bittul. Once based upon Bittul, that's going to be fundamentally a situation of Nosem of Adam, and you need to stop Nosem of Adam by making it Pogam Udam. It's going to be really Tam Chetra. You stop Tam Chetra by making it Tam Udam. So the Rajba doesn't seem like we explained before Bittul. The Ram thinks, no, it's nothing to do with Bittul. What's shot in the idea of Nos Tam Udam? Nos Tam Udam is not Bittul. It means, the Vele Reina Shena Reo Udam means you can't be Nene. If you can't be Nene, that means you can't be Nene. So by a Be'en, I can't be Nene, because if I eat it and it's a day old, I'm still being Nene a little bit. By a Tarovis, once I made something taste a little bit bad, it's already not considered being Nene. So if your brother understands that according to the Rajba, the Yisod is Bittul, according to the Ran, it's not Bittul altogether. Let's just hold up on your question for that class. For that class. And though this still leaves a lot more to be desired, Lachar wants to still ask, I don't understand. If by a hamburger, which is a day old, it tastes terrible, but I'm enjoying it a little bit, it's going to be still usher, why by the Ainesa Shinohol David Reason that I'm enjoying it a little bit, should it all of a sudden be mutter? It's a bit power still in the Ram. You still have to be mazvi that according to the Rav. The Rav, in the beautiful Sefer Shir HaRav, in Siman Tzadi, has a different approach to Machlokas Rajba and Ram. The Rav says, L'chara, no. It's not a Machlokas in Akatze or Akatze. In Siman Tzadi, the Soleishuk is quoted as saying that both the Rajba and the Ram understand the Yisod of Nos Tam of Ram is based upon Bittul. The Rajba thinks it's Bittul. The Ram also thinks it's Bittul. What's the Yisod of Machlokas then? The Yisod of Machlokas is, we pointed out, what's the one thing which stands in the way of Bittul? When I have one Zayas of meatball that falls into 10 days in Mathetar, why is that Tarovah still Usser? Tam Keter. So Tam Keter is the problem to Rov. The one thing that stops Bittul is Rov. So, Zachar Salvation, Kokhari, the Pshad is the Rajba thing. What does Tam Keter mean? It means if you're benefiting from the Tam. If you don't benefit from the Tam, it's not Tam Keter anymore. And the Ran understands that, no, what does it mean not to benefit from what does the Tam Keter mean? It means not to benefit from the Tam, or from the Hana, or from the Chazusa, from anything. As long as you don't benefit from anything, that's considered Tam of Gam. But if you have any benefit altogether, that's considered Nos and Tam of Shvas. That's Tam Keter. So according to the Rajba, Tam Keter means that you have Tam. According to the Ran, Tam Keter means you have Tam, or Hana, or smell, anything which is a benefit is going to be considered Tam Keter. So the Machlokas is not Machlokas in Bittul. Everyone agrees it's in Bittul. Question is, how do we stop Bittul? Based on Tam Keter. What does Tam Keter mean? Is it only Tam? Or is it any benefit whatsoever? That's where your Salishah thought the Machlokas goes. It's not a Machlokas in Bittul or not. It's Machlokas within Bittul. How do we stop Bittul? We stop Bittul with Tam Keter. Does that mean you stop Bittul with Tam Keter to Pshuto? Or anything? And the rest of your Salishah quotes the Raya. He's Rami's to the Rajba, the third last source on the page. The Rajman Kulin. The Rajman Kulin quotes from the Ravid. On top, you see the first word is that's the Ravid. The Ravid says, what's the Yisod of Bittul? What's the Yisod of Tam Keter? This is 6 lines down in that quote. Towards the end of the line, Mishum Hachi. Vav Mem Shinhei. Mishum Hachi, Midarais about the Baruba. Usually we have things about the Barov. About Kol Heter Shemekabo Tam in Isser. Whenever there's Tam in a Tarovet, to tam ha'iser nikrabo, to imaso zuyak haroso. If there's tam ha'iser, that's considered tam keter. So the Rajba Tanis, the same thing that we all know, usually chad b'shrei bato. What stops chad b'shrei from being bato? Tam keter. How does the Rajba formulate tam keter? To tam ha'iser nikrabo, to imaso zuyak haroso. The t'ima, the fact that there's still tam of something, makes it considered noticeable. So the tziv, v'cheich ochel yitam. If the palate tastes food, that makes into ochel. How do you define ochel if you still have tam? Chayech ochel yitam, well, ein chashivos ochel b'taymo. The only time ochel is chashivos is with tam. Zachti Rajba, that's the pshat in Tam Chitra. Tam Chitra means if there's still Tam of something, it can't be Batal because I said it's a Tam. So the Rav thought that's exactly the Raj Rosh does. So the Raj understands the only time we get rid of Bittal with Tam Chitra is if you actually have Tam Chitra. Sheikhov Liyatam. But the Ran has a more expansive understanding. The Ran says no. We understand that if you have Tam or Hana, that's all considered Tam Chitra. So according to Rav, the idea, the Machlokes between the Raj and the Ran is not if there's Bittal or not. Everyone uses Bittal. The question is, how do you stop Bittal? Tam Chitra. You stop Bittal with Tam Chitra, is that only with Tam or any way that you're going to be benefiting? What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is how you understand the second to last source in the short sheet, the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch, no sin Tam of Gam Mutter, Gam of Pesach. As after Amav, Yesh Machmir and Chenor de Me'ilam Dinos. What's the din of no sin Tam of Gam and Pesach? Tosus of Ramis is on Tam of Love of Meralos. No sin Tam of Gam on Pesach is that Mutter Osir. Pesach we know that Chametz Osir Bekol Shuhu. So we say that no sin Tam of Gam is going to be Mutter on Pesach. The Mechaber Pastins, yes. The Ramah Pastins, no. So according to the Mechaber, if I have no Sintam of Gam on Pesach, it's Mutter. Even though Chometz Noser Mashu, no Sintam of Gam is going to be Mutter. But like the Ramah, no. The Ramah understands that no Sintam of Gam is not going to help on Pesach whenever Chometz Noser Mashu. What's the Machlokas? So the Shmuel Rebbe and the Shmuel Kufimel says, Chapter of Ferach. This is Machlokas Rajba and Ramah Shitavso. According to the Rajba, what's the yisod of no sintam of gam? No sintam of gam works with bittel. Once it's bittel, it's mutter. Which is why the Rashba writes in a tshuva, like the Mechaber. I'm sorry. The Rashba writes in a tshuva, like the Ramah. The Rashba understands that since the yisod of no sintam of gam is bittel, and the chametz does it mashu, which means there's no bittel, therefore, we're machmir like the Ramah, there's no bittel on Pesach, there's no nesam v'dam on Pesach. Just like your glove. But who disagrees with the Rajba? The Ran, says the Prima Dadim. The Prima Dadim says, I hold, what's shot in the Ran? The Ran holds, there's no nesam v'dam based upon bittel? No. Since it's not based upon bittel, the fact that chametz is asib mashu and chametz is not bittel is not going to affect if chametz is going to be mutter to nesam v'dam. So the Ran's going to hold like the Raj, like the Mechaber. The Ran understands that no sin of gam is mutter on Pesach. The fact that bittel doesn't apply on Pesach has nothing to do with no sin of gam. So the Prima Dadim says again, according to the Rajba, that no sin of gam relies on bittel. If there's no bittel, like chametz and Pesach, which is always nesam mashu, there's no heter altogether of no sin of gam, which is why the Rajba and Shuba says like the Ramah. But the Mechaber is holding like the Ran. No, no sin of gam is not nothing to do with bittel. No sin of gam is going to be a situation of Bukhora, situation of Mutter Wadamri, nothing to do with Bittel. Once it's not going to have anything to do with Bittel, makes a lot of sense. Even though Tam Chitra and Bittel doesn't apply, even though Bittel doesn't apply by Pesach, Nesam Wadam is going to apply. So it comes out of the Prima Dadim, the Machaber is going to hold that the idea of Nesam Wadam is related to nothing to do with Bittel. And the Ran, and the Ramah holds Nesam Wadam is going to be related to Bittel. But according to the Rav, it understands that both the Rashba and the Ran understand what's the Nutud and Nusla, what's the major yisod of no Tam of Gam, both according to the Rashba and according to the Ran. What's the one word, the key word of no Tam of Gam according to the Rashba and the Ran? Both of you said Din Bittel. Should come out, both the Rashba and the Ran would hold the Chavetz Pesach Zasim Mashahu. And therefore, there's no Tam of Gam. Is that true, Rabbi Yosef Pashut Kashban? Let's see what the Ran holds, the last source, in Tzatim. Zok the Ran, Abu Vadai, Tiechi, the Nosam of Gam, Shari Bishari Surin, Hachanam Bishari Bechamis Pesach. The Ran understands, Halacha Maisa, that just like Nosam of Gam is Mutter by Shari Surin, Nosam of Gam is Mutter, and Chamis Pesach as well. Who does that sound like? The Rav or the Prima Dadim? Part of the Prima Dadim. Prima Dadim says the Rashba understands Nosam Tam of Gam is not going to work because it's a din in bittel. The Ran understands Nosam Tam of Gam is going to work because it's not a din in bittel. But Lachor, the Ran says Mefurish and Pesachim that Nosam Tam of Gam does work on Pesach, which means Lachor, the Ran can't understand it's din in bittel because if it's din in bittel, why should it work altogether on Pesach for Pashas? So Lachor, for Pashas, you see from the Cheshbon of the Ran that it's not going to, from the Cheshbon of the Ran, Lashitasu, it's not going to work. And this question is Rabbi Konigsberg, my dear brother-in-law, in his beautiful Haaretz to the Shiri HaRav, writes he's only he doesn't formulate exactly this, but he's really formulates the same question. L'chora, according to the Rav, if Harris the Cheshbon, you can't say the Adim that the Ran should hold the Sisod, because the Ran Shitaso should hold the Nusam is not going to apply. You have to try the Mataris, maybe even Mataris for the Rav, but the Pashas is the Ran is not going to work because Shitaso and Shitaso unless you find the Duteris, which maybe she suggests perhaps you can have a Duteris. One last point. Now let's plug this in Tosin Nusam Kabbalah. Tosin Nusam Kabbalah says, two days. It's the din of Nosam of Tam applies whenever there's an Isser Mashahu. Rabbi Shechter explained in the Chaburi days to us 2 weeks ago, the Primer Adam says in Trofim, the same Primer Adam, this Machokas in Tosfos, between the first day and the second day in Tosfos, if we say that Nosam of Tam applies whenever there's an Isser Mashahu, is the same Machokas Rashba and Ran. If we say Nosam of Tam is a din Bittel, then it won't apply whenever there's an Isser Mashahu, because Isser Mashahu means there's no Bittel. And if Nosam of Tam is not a din Bittel, it's a din Sam, it's going to apply even in a situation where there's no bittul, there can still be no stam of gam. That's the classic approach. Rabotei, if you read Tosos, it's not so much what Tosos really means. It seems clear in the Tosos as the first approach. The idea of no stam of gam not applying whenever there's an Isser Mashahu is because we understand that no stam of gam is related to bittul. What about the second approach? Why does no stam of gam apply according to the other approach, even if there's a din bittul? So Tosos tells you as far as of Tosos, Va'od, right by the Nun Dalet in the Ein Mishpat. The Mashu min b'mino ein atam batel klal afu be'elef kevan she'atam shoveh aval afgam hatam batel. It's possible, the way to read those words in Tosos, that Tosos is telling us, we explained last week that the Ran says in Nedarim, Daf Nun Beis, what's the sort of bittel by min b'mino? Bittel usually is a stira, is a snagdus. By min b'mino, there's no snadbus, so you can't say there's bittul. So Tosfos might mean, in most situations where there's a min b'mino tarobes, there's no bittul, because there's no snadbus. So therefore, min b'mino is lo bittul. What's up? Tosfos. When I have something which is no snadbus gam, why is it bittul there, Rabbi Osai? Is it bittul because there's a snadbus between A and B? No. If something is no snadbus gam, it's bittul mamela. So this might mean to be telling us, even though no sometimes related to bittul, that's very nice. But there are some situations where you have bittul because of the snavdus, and some situations where bittul happens automatically. Zok Tosfos, even though no sometimes not apply, even though bittul is not going to apply by chametz or by min b'mino, because there's no snavdus, that's true if you need a snavdus. But no sometimes gam Tosfos says, if you read Tosfos carefully, Tosfos seems to be saying, by lefgam the time is batel automatically. You don't need a snavdus. By no snavdus, the time is automatically batel. Once it's automatically batel, proof is no snavdus. But since it's automatically batel, it's automatically nothing mutter. And even though no snavdus might be related to bittel, it's automatic bittel. And even though by iser mashu there's no bittel because there's no snavdus anymore, it's minimino lo batel. But in a situation where there's no snavdus, where there's no snavdus, you don't need to have a snavdus. You take the express train. There's automatic bittel. Once it's automatic bittel, that's how people understand. The no sum of gam is going to apply. So it's Pashat and Tosfos that Tosfos understands the no sum of gam is related to bittul, and really no sum of gam does not apply. So much bittul doesn't apply, so the no sum of gam does not apply. So the second version of Tosfos, no, Tosfos understands that even if no sum of gam is related to bittul, bittul will not apply because bittul needs a snavdus. But no sum of gam doesn't need a snavdus. No sum of gam means it's bittul automatically. It's bittul automatically, even though it's fundamentally bittul. Since it has the express train to bittul, you're going to say that even though Isser Mashu is going to be a problem, there's no problem of Note in Tam, Lufnam is going to still be Mutter.
So, is there an issue in Hana by Nevela?
No, there's no issue in Hana by Nevela.
So how could the Ron say that there's a problem of Hana? It sounds like we're saying that he was concerned that there would be Hana that, like, the first that we're recently owning it. We're saying that there's an issue that there was a type of Hana that, like, you get more of it, something like that. Why would that be up here?
So, no, but that's only meaning with Harovis. If it makes the Harovis bigger,
yeah,
it's going to be a problem.
Oh.
Makes the, well, Mariv, Mariv, oh, Mariv, Mariv starts.
35.
Okay, stay. So, yeah, so you're saying, so if it's.